This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Speaking at the UN's International Court of Justice at a session to argue the legality of Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki says Israel has treated the Palestinians like second-class citizens in their ancestral homes.
I stand before you as 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza, half of them children, are besieged and bombed, killed and maimed, starved and displaced. As more than 3.5 million Palestinians in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, are subjected to colonization of their territory and the racist violence that enables it.
AP correspondent Karen Chamez has the latest on a German trial of an American man.
An American man has admitted to attacking two U.S. tourists and killing one of them at a famous German tourist destination. The 31-year-old defendant admitted to charges of murder and rape after he allegedly pushed two U.S. women down a ravine. One of the women died following the attack near Germany's Neuschwanstein Castle last year. Mobile phone footage of the man being arrested on the day of the attack in June showed two German officers escorting him away. The defendant is charged with murder, rape with fatal consequences, attempted murder, and possession of child pornography. Murder charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison in Germany. I'm Karen Chamas.
Yulia Navalnaya said Monday she would continue the fight of her dead husband, Alexei Navalny's, for a free Russia and called on opposition supporters to battle Russian President Vladimir Putin with greater fury than ever. Her husband, the opposition leader, died in a Russian prison late last week. This is VOA News.